This is Bill Conrad, and welcome to the Real Estate Agent Netcast Podcast, episode 46. Today, we're going to be talking to Andrew Foliano from Toronto, Canada, and we're going to talk about Facebook and what it's doing for the top producers in both Canada and the United States. Now, these are the top producers. These are the folks making over $200,000 we're talking about today and the tools they're using. So without further ado, let's get right into this episode with Andrew, Jonathan, and me, and see what these top producers are doing with Facebook. Andrew, welcome to the Real Estate Agent Netcast Podcast. How's that sound? Or is it Podcast Netcast? Welcome, Andrew.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We got Jonathan here from MailRight.com, and he is our tech wizard on the backside. Andrew is the Facebook wizard. First thing I'm going to hit with Andrew before we pass over to Jonathan, I want to know, as a real estate broker, all I want to do is go out and get great listings that sell and get more and more listings. Because I get listings, the world is fun, especially now in Reno. So what do I need to do with Facebook to start getting listings tomorrow?
So to get listings tomorrow, probably one of the most effective strategies for like right now is if you have buyers looking in a specific area, write a little bit about them, target an ad to the area they want to buy in and say, we have a buyer looking in your area. Are you interested in selling? It could be a great opportunity to sell your home. And that one is the type of one that gets people responding right away because they're like, oh, I actually would consider it for the right price. So tell them a little bit about your buyer.
So
when you do those, though, every now and then you get people who currently have their home for sale. Just like, hey, my home's for sale. Have you looked at it yet? So you got to weed through those a bit.
Okay. 89523 in Reno, Nevada is where I want to target. I'm ready to go. So what? How do I do? I've got a Facebook account.
So you got to create a Facebook page, so a business page, because you need the business page to get newsfeed ads. And if you're going to run Facebook ads, you want to run newsfeed ads because they're the best performing ones. So you get the business page. The first mistake people make is they just click boost post. Like they'll make a post on their page and hit boost post. It's the wrong way to do it. You don't have the targeting options that you have if you go through the ads manager. Instead, you should go to the ads manager, which if you're logging into Facebook, top right, there's a little drop down arrow. Click on that, create ad, and that brings you into the ads manager. And then from there, you can actually either boost post. You have a few different options on how to create the ad. So you can either boost the post. Well, there's a bunch of options. The three main ones is boost post, send people to your website, or for conversions. For most people starting out, I'd start with conversion, or not conversions, for clicking people through to the website. So for instance, you have the zip code of where you want to target. You can just put that zip code right into the Facebook for targeting, and it's actually going to put that onto the map, just that zip code. You really want to make sure one thing you do, especially if you're in an area that gets a lot of tourists or just a lot of people passing through, right above the map, you'll see something that says everyone in this location. Click on that and search for people who live in this location, because otherwise you'll get a lot of people who are just coming through. So you want to make sure you're targeting people who actually live there. And then you start drilling down on interest and you want to adjust the age. So like if you're targeting sellers, most areas, you're not getting too many sellers under like 35. So you're going to hit 35 and up, people who live in that zip code. And then you can start looking at other interests. You know, depending on where you are, sometimes you can target people likely to move. Not every single area has that targeting option, but start playing around with the different options available in your area.
So how much money do I need to push out to get a lead tomorrow?
You can probably start as low as $5 a day. And you can normally get a couple leads out of that. Like normally I would say you're going to get a lead between every $7 to $12 spent.
That's really good.
But
that's
it depends really on the quality. You're getting some low quality ones. And that's especially for buyers is the $7 to $12 range. And then when you look at sellers though, it can be hit and miss in different markets. I've run a seller campaign in one market, and we got just over 30 leads for under $500 in a month. I ran the exact same campaign in another market 40 minutes south, and we got zero.
Well, 30 is good, but what was the conversion on the 30, and why the difference?
That's one thing I started looking into a lot after. The main reason we could think about for the difference between the getting a lot and getting none was in the one where we got a lot, it was a very transient community. So there's a lot of people just coming in for work and they don't stay too long. There's a military base. So there's a lot of people who just pop in for a year, 2, 3 years and then leave. So they don't have established relationships with realtors. The other one was a bit more of a bedroom community. People are there 20, 30, 40 years before they move a lot of the time. So they all, you know, they play hockey with an agent in town or something like that. So when they want to know the value of their home, they just call their buddy up.
Sounds like Reno, doesn't it, Jonathan?
Yeah, well, I think there's two sides to Reno. There's the real established community, but there's enormous flux going on, isn't there, Bill, with the new companies and new people looking at this area. So it's like two worlds, really, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, I think on the buyer side, and that's where you hear about people actually. I'll ask you the other side of this. Okay, now we figure out how to get the listings in an area, and 89523 is what we're looking at, KarenConrad.com. So we'll try that out, and I'll invest $100 to see what we can get. So how should I start? Should I start in that area? Should I start with 10, 20, 30, 40, 50? How much should I put down a day right now to test it?
To test? You can start, like most of my clients spend probably around $12.50 to $15 a day.
Okay.
But if you want to just as like a test, you can start go down to like $7.50 a day. And just test it out and see what works. But just make sure you're giving it a bit of time. Like if you're running it for a day or two and you're not getting anything, it's now, a waste of your time. But you want to give them at least a week or two before you start adjusting.
Now, I talked about conversion. How do you design the ad? You have to have an ad, right?
Yep.
And then it's got to be simple, mostly a picture.
Yeah, so I actually designed the landing page first.
Okay.
Because that's where I'm going to send them. That's what I want to get people to convert on. So I'll design that first. And then I'm going to create an ad that looks a lot like the actual landing page. And that way, when you click on one, you go to the next one, they look similar. So for instance, if I have a big background color, I'm going to get the color code for it. And then I'm going to create an image that also has that color in it. So when you go over, it's a very similar experience. Because that's why a lot of people have high bounce rate on their pages is they go click on an ad, go to a page, and they're not doesn't even look like what they were just at. So then they end up wanting to leave. So you want to make sure it's consistent from colors, images, and the language. So if you say, well, find out what your home is worth on the ad, then they click through onto your page. It should still say, what is your home worth? Not free home evaluation. Keep it consistent across everything you're doing. Keep that language consistent. And then you'll find that it helps a lot in terms of conversion.
What do you think is the best target line to ask, question to ask? What is your home worth or seven mistakes that you might make or something of that nature in selling your home?
They all have different purposes. And I found many markets are different. So I like to do a bit of both. So like, for instance, if I had that top seven mistakes in selling your home, maybe what I'll do there is everyone who goes and visits that page gets hit by a retargeting pixel. And then when they go back on Facebook, yeah, now they're being targeted with what's your home worth one. So you're building out an entire funnel and a plan, target everyone that you can. It's not just a one-off each time.
Now we're talking retargeting pixel. Jonathan, we've been talking about this a lot. So yes, for the real estate agent, why don't we explain that to him or for the listener out there?
Easiest way I normally try to when I explain it to like a room full of people is I actually give an example like how many of them have ever shopped on Amazon. You've been on a page and you're shopping for a product, you go on Facebook and you see that product all over the Facebook for the next week. That's the easiest way for people to kind of understand what retargeting is. And then what's nice is there's different ways to retarget as well. So you can retarget with the pixel code that we were talking about where you put it on the page and it kind of puts a cookie on anyone who comes back to Facebook. But you can also use email addresses. So if you have a database of 1,000 people, you can upload all those email addresses to Facebook. And then anyone who logs on Facebook with that email address, they're going to see your ad.
That is
a
sweet.
Great way to target your database or mailing list.
That's the other reason
that is
why
sweet.
Having a good database and having a lot of emails is really important.
See,
Bill.
See, I can do that with my Reno 550 list. It's an older group of people. I got to be really careful sending them an email. You know, older folks, they're older. They're all over 60, all over 55.
So, Andrew, what's your feelings about Facebook lead ads? Can you explain to the audience what they are?
Yeah, so a lead ad basically replaces the need for a landing page because what it does, and it's for mobile, when they click on your ad, it's going to send a little pop-up saying, do you wish to give your information to this person? And basically, it'll share their email and phone number and name that you've given Facebook, and it's just going to send it to the advertiser. So it eliminates that. I have to go and fill out a form. It just quickly pops up. They hit OK, and now you get their information as an advertiser.
Hold that thought, and we're going to go to a break, and we'll come right back, and we'll jump more into this Facebook world of pixels and lead ads and all these good things. Are you fed up buying back the data from the big online companies only to find out that they are poor quality, inexpensive leads? Let us help you, the professional real estate agent, build your online fan club from the people in your local community who already know and trust you. They need to remember you when it comes to buying and selling that next home. MailRite has developed a powerful online system that keeps you in front of the most powerful referral group, the people in your local sphere of influence who know, like, and trust you. So come on over to MailRite and check out the program. So Andrew and Jonathan, we've looked at how we get listings. Now, let's say we're in Reno here and we want to target folks in San Francisco, let's say. They come over the hill and a lot of people are coming over right now. So I want to target some buyers and lead generation. Is that a good thing to do? And how do I hook them and get them on through Facebook into my landing page and then convert them to a client?
So if I was targeting buyers and they were not in my area, first thing I'm going to do is, obviously you mentioned the area of San Francisco. But you're not going to want to target everyone in San Francisco because there's definitely areas where they're not going to be able to afford a place also in Reno. Because it's mostly second homes that they're getting there. It's not like they're not moving permanently.
We do have people moving in, tech people moving in right now because we've got Tesla, Switch, some really big organizations setting up here.
So you want to think about where they live now in San Francisco and then start collecting those zip codes. And then you input the zip codes of where they probably live now and bring them over. Because there's obviously going to be places that are lower income that they're not likely to move there from. So you go and you find the places, and you can either do it by zip code or just looking at a map and then dropping a pin. But you drop it there, and then you also edit the like industries you're targeting. So you're going to target people in the tech sector, maybe legal. But you look at the different sectors they offer and say, here's the ones who could potentially move here. And then another good way to do it, too, is now to target people who live there who have expressed interest in Reno as well. So something they've done on Facebook, they've expressed some degree of interest in Reno. Or if you're talking about Tesla, someone is Reno and Tesla. So you want to look at what kind of they would be interested in your area. So I've done it for a few like recreational area agents, and that's what we do a lot. So like, for instance, in the cottage country, I'll give you an example, like, or like in Aspen, for instance, I have someone I'm working with there. What we're going to do is we're going to target people maybe in Los Angeles or somewhere else where they're likely to come from, Chicago, New York, who've been to Aspen in the past little while in industries that have higher incomes. And then you can target them with ads about buying a place in Aspen. So you're targeting people who've already been there before with money, who are more likely then to buy a place than someone who's never been to Aspen. Because no one's buying a recreational property in an area unless they've been there at least once.
Oh, very good. I know it sounds tough to do, though. I mean, there's a lot there, especially trying to get it from, let's say, Tesla or Switch.
A lot of it's planning up front. Like, if you do a lot of planning, it's like if you're painting a room. Most of the work is done in just preparing and getting the room ready. It's the same thing with Facebook ads. It's a lot of preparing, getting everything ready, getting everything set up. Then once you actually walk through building the ad, if you've done the work ahead of time, it goes a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's well put, because when I've done it, Andrew, is you need the image connected to the advert is really important. You need bold colors. Don't go for washout colors, color choice, quality. And you really got to really work on your wording copy. Yeah. Just don't knock up something in 5 minutes. Write it, relook at it.
Yeah, it's a consistent look and feel across.
The A-B testing is part of that, too. You know, this is so techie today. This is like heavy techie. This could best be a WP-Tonic show for WordPress.
No, this is about real estate. This is about getting...
let's talk about WordPress.
Let's talk about, you set up a page, and let's talk about Facebook Insights. Can you give some information what Insights is?
Yeah, so it's basically just the back-end analytics, and I think once you... I don't remember the number anymore, but I think it's like 130, 50 likes or 100 likes, you start getting the ability to have insights. But basically what it is it's telling you a lot of the stats behind your page. So you can start to see your breakdown of your demographic, which I think is a really important one that people miss a lot, is seeing who actually their audience is. Because a lot of people think, oh, I'm targeting first-time homebuyers. And I actually had a client who that's what they thought, that they were, every post they did was targeting people that they thought would be like, 20 to 30 years old, looking to buy their first condo downtown in the city. And we actually looked at their page, and it was over 60% of their audience was women between 40 and 55. So they had to change the type of content they were putting in based on those insights, because you want to target the demographic that's actually liking your page.
You only need 30 likes.
Yeah. Is it 30?
They've changed it before. I know at one point it was 30 when I first got my first page.
It's right there.
And then there was another time it went up to 100, and now it could easily be back down to 30.
So 30. So how would you, obviously, if you've got a lot of people on your profile, you will be, that profile list will be accessible on your page, and you can ask people that you're joint through your profile to like your page. That's a start, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, but you also want to be careful about that too, because it depends on who you're friends with on your personal profile. Because what a lot of people do is they'll just go on and ask everybody they know to like their page. But if you're friends, like especially with a lot of real estate agents all over the country or around the world, like look at mine, for example. I have, I think I'm up to like 1,200 friends on there. And most of them are real estate agents who just see me on something like this and send me a friend request. Is they often, like I'd say 70 or 80% of them ask me to like their page. I'm not going to go buy a home right now in Edmonton, Alberta. So there's no value in me liking their page. So why getting me to like it? Because now what it's doing is it's wasting some of your posts. Because what happens when you send out a post, it's only going to a certain percentage of the people who like your page. And if they're not going to, if they don't engage with it, Facebook's not going to keep sending it out to people. So you want the people seeing it to make it a relevant post to them. No post that comes out about Edmonton real estate probably is going to be relevant to me. So the odds of me engaging with it are really small, and that ultimately hurts the page. So you want to make sure you're actually only inviting the people who this page could be relevant to. Now, Facebook has figured this out a bit, and they've actually added in a tool that most people haven't realized, and it's for organic targeting of your posts. And you actually have to go physically turn it on. So if you're on your page, you go into settings, and I believe it's called audience optimization, and you just want to click on that and turn it on. And what that actually allows you to do is it puts a little target. So like, you know, when you are putting a post, you have the option at the bottom to like tag someone, add a photo, all that. And you'll see basically some like target sites at the end of those options. And that'll allow you the ability to target people based on their area or their interest. So if I had a page of 10,000 people, but I was only advertising in one city, I would actually have that post now only go out to people in that city. Or maybe if it's for first-time buyers, I'm going to limit the age range of even my organic post so that at least then it's more relevant to the people reading it as opposed to just going out to everybody.
I totally agree with you, but I'll just put this to you. Most agents, if they've managed their profile, you know, their friend people that are known in the community, and also what about utilizing lists to see in the profile to kind of subdivide their profile, their main profile list into sublists? I think that's reasonably important as well.
Yeah, I do that for myself on my personal one, and I even realize I don't do it enough. Like anyone who joins me who's in real estate, they get put onto a specific real estate list because I know that, like, especially all my friends from high school and university, they don't care about, you know, me coming on a podcast, for example, or me hosting a seminar somewhere. Like, maybe the like my close friends would want to, you know, come and see me doing something. But for the most part, you know, they're not in real estate. They're not, it's not relevant to them. So I'm going to, but people who are following me through real estate might have interest in it. So I add them to that list. And when I make a post like I did earlier today about this podcast, I send it only out to people who are in real estate because they're the ones who are likely going to want to watch it.
And that's connected to your profile.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to wrap up before we go on to the next break, Andrew, got any advice about how you start building up your people liking your page and getting activity on that? Got any general tips or advice on that?
A lot of it is just providing really relevant content. Like you want to keep providing every time you put a post out there, just think to yourself, if I was on Facebook scrolling through, would I find this interesting? 70% of the content you can put out is called like the 70-20-10 rule. I saw it through HubSpot. 70% of it is just relevant content to the audience that you create and relevant to your brand. 20% you're sharing from other people. And then 10% is you asking for business.
With that, let's go to a quick break so we can hear from our sponsors. Buying or selling a home in the greater Reno, Tahoe area? I know the best CRS real estate broker, and that's Karen Conrad. And you can find her at KarenConrad.com or call her directly at 775-527-7021. Andrew, coming off our last break, and we're running short on time, but we'll have a little after the show that people can catch on YouTube and Blab at our websites. But in the meantime, how can the listener find you and get a hold of you?
So you can go to my website, justsellhomes.com. All the ways to contact me are on there. I also have the option that you can book a free 30-minute call with me. I leave two spots in my calendar each week to do calls with people who are interested. So you can certainly book one of those, and my assistant will organize that with you. You can also reach out to me on Twitter or on Facebook through my, like, happy to add you as a friend. And both of them, you just search my name, Andrew Foliato. That's my username on every social platform. So reach out to me however you want.
Oh, very good. So how can the listener help you? What can we do to help you today?
If you know anyone looking to just sell homes and start giving someone else the digital side of their business, have them get in touch with me and I can certainly help them. Or if someone wants like a one-day boot camp, because we do, there's a guy I work with in my area, we do one-day online lead generation boot camps where we'll come in, show you from start to finish how to build the full funnel out, get in touch, and we can see if we can organize one in your area.
Is that like a private webinar, basically?
We actually do them in person because we do it like hands-on where you can bring your computer, follow along as we do it.
So we can sponsor you down here in Reno then, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Hey, Jonathan, one last question. Range. We both get a question. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. So, Andrew, do you use any of the kind of tools like Sumo Rank or Like Analyzer or Espresso? Do you use any of those?
The main tool I use a lot for like building lists is SumoMe.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other ones, I mostly use the built-in stuff that Facebook has. Yeah. I like a lot of the Facebook built-in tools are really good.
Yeah, that is learning how to use those tools that WordPress provides is one of the challenges, isn't it? But you just got to hack away if you're going to do it yourself, or you're going to hire somebody with the expertise that Andrew has so clearly shown during this episode, folks. So it's your choice. Either do it yourself or hire Andrew to get you started. To follow up on that, seriously, do you get some clients that get you to set it all up and train you and then they try and do it themselves a bit? Or is it mostly...
Yeah, that's actually one of my options.
Yeah.
If a client wants, I'll set them up, show them how to use it, and then they can go on their own.
That sounds great.
My last question was sort of similar along that same line. Is it's going to ask you... Of the type, I know you have those two different tracks. What do agents mostly choose for you to do it all or for them to be DIY?
My most popular is my just straight lead gen package where I just do ads and landing pages. And most of those like plan to move up to like my full service, do absolutely everything for them. Once they, close a few of them or leads, get a bit more money in. Most start with the lead gen package. So I'm just doing ads and landing pages and getting them leads. And then we kind of move up from there to adding in a website, adding in blogging, email marketing, and then actually like setting up systems in their business to make them more efficient.
Very good. So that'll be the end of the show. Now you can go to mail-write.com episode. And also you can go over to, you were in an earlier show, 237 of timelinesofsuccess.com, 237. Just type in Andrew in the search and you'll find his show. And it's really good. I listened to that earlier. It's more about you and your background and what you do and why you do it and some personal things. So it's good to find out about the person too. Anything else, Jonathan, you want to throw in there for a contact for you?
Just that this is a big subject. Andrew's given some great insights. We're going to continue the conversation, which you'll be able to get on YouTube or if you go to Timeline Success or mail-write.com. The continued part of this conversation will be on there for you to gorge yourself upon more Facebook information, you can really gorge yourself, Andrew, can't you?
And I've got one more call to action for our listener. Go over to, on the iTunes, go to iTunes. You can find us on our pages. If you put in Real Estate Agent Podcast, Real Estate Agent Netcast, they'll both pop up. Or you can put Jonathan Denwood or Bill Conrad, and they'll pop up, and you'll see it. And go ahead and like us and write a review. Really appreciate it. It helps us a lot. And FYI, this week we made new noteworthy. We've been out 7.5 weeks making new noteworthy this week. So that's the first time with 4 shows I've ever made new noteworthy. So it's kind of nice.
It's great.
And we were right next to Tony Robbins, too.
What can you ask for?
Thank you, Andrew, for coming on.
Thanks, Andrew. It's been a blast.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Anytime.
I want to thank you for listening in to the Real Estate Agent Netcast podcast. This is a special podcast for me. It's the first time in a couple of years that we've used a mixed minus, and it just came out really nice. And we use Blab, too. So you can go over to the websites, which this will be on podcastershome.com and wp-tonic.com, and get the rest of the story and the YouTube copy. So in summary, what Andrew is putting out is a couple different strategies to find both buyers and listings. Basically, he said, and what I'm going to do is in a specific area, you want to target buyers basically to find listings by using one of your existing listings to tell people that you have buyers coming to the area, and you can do that through Facebook. He says something like this: we have buyers looking in your area, so if you're interested in selling your home, this may be a great opportunity at this time. So that's the gist of the targeted Facebook ad, and he does it like this. First of all, you have to create a Facebook business page, because to get a newsfeed ad on Facebook, you have to have a business page. Now he says, do not boost that page, which most people do to get, you know, likes. But he says, go through the ad manager to create your ad, then send them to a landing page. That could even be your website or a specific page on your website. And on the landing page or your website, you need a retargeting pixel, a pixel code. And that way, if they go to your site, now when they go back on Facebook, they're going to see your ad. So they're going to think about you. He says, when you create your ad, make sure you use the same colors that are on your website. That's a little ad that you see off on the right side on Facebook. So that's all there is to it. So what I did today is my wife has a site, KarenConrad.com. It's more of a blog site. But I put the pixel in the header. So now whoever goes to that site has a pixel. And if we want to, and we want to do a targeted ad, her ad will show up when you go to Facebook. Now we can target that to an area. So if you're outside the state, it may not show up. It won't show up. There's a lot of ways to target. He also talked about using email addresses and phone numbers of people, and that will do the same thing, so they will see your ad. So this Facebook area is quite unique. It's new to me, and I know we're going to look at it closely, both Karen and I. Well, again, I want to thank you for listening in to this podcast. It's been a lot of fun, and I think one of the best that I've ever had the opportunity to work on. So thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Jonathan. Until next week, have a good time out there. List a lot of properties. Get some transactions. Fill the pipeline.